Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
In this busy world of ours, did you know that your personal health can affect your bottom line? I'm excited today to introduce you to Gerald Kostica. He is from Florida Blue, and he is going to help us figure out how our health can affect our bottom line and how we can keep that as good as possible. So, Gerald, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a privilege to be here with you.
Well, we're excited because how did you get involved in doing what you do? Tell us a little bit about your background and then your passion for helping business owners with their healthy lifestyles. I'm excited to learn more about that.
Fantastic. So I currently work with Florida Blue. If you're not familiar with Florida Blue, it's the largest health insurance company in the state of Florida. I'm a sales agent. So I'm a licensed sales agent in the state of Florida. I guess my real passion when it comes to the aspect of health and wellness actually stems back many, many years, almost two decades. I got involved in the water industry of all things. And it was alkaline water, something different that at first, when I first saw it, I thought it was a lot of kumbaya stuff. I really did. Not that that's a bad thing, but I was like, that's not my thing. And once I actually kind of looked into it a little bit more, I started learning about the importance of things like hydration and proper hydration. I also started getting really introduced to the aspect of personal responsibility when it comes to your health and wellness. And that at the end of the day, no one is going to care more, and nor should they care more about your health than you do. Your doctor does not care more about your health than you do, and they're not going to. So that was one of the things that kind of struck me as a very important aspect of, especially when you're thinking about business. Because in the business world, I think we all know that if you're not at 100%, you're at zero. You really are if you think about it. So because of the exposure that I had to this water industry, what it actually kind of brought out was a lot of people that were in the natural healing industry, a lot of naturopaths, just anybody and everybody you can think that would be connected in that world, I got exposed to. And I started discovering things that I had never even heard of before. And I consider myself a pretty well-rounded person. But so when I started to, you know, blood type diets, I was like, what in the world is that? But I started researching. That's one of the other things too. When I like being the smartest guy in the room, I just do, but not so I can flex my mental muscle. I just like being the smartest guy in the room. And so when I'm presented with something that I'm not familiar with, I like to familiarize myself with it. I think it's an important thing. And so I learned more about hydration. I did that for about 15 years. And then I realized I personally had a huge gap in my understanding. And that was on the aspect of nutrition. And so I took it upon myself and I became a certified nutritional therapist. With no intention of practicing that as a career, it was more so I'd have a better understanding of the overall aspect of health. And so now I've written several books about health. I went through a weight loss journey myself that was actually inspired as a result of a pretty negative health situation. And I think that's one of the things we also have to start looking at as people, is when we are being faced with something, we have to realize that it really is our personal responsibility to try to dig ourselves out of it. Because the reality is, in most cases, when it comes to bad health, a lot of it is because of our own choices. And it's almost like admitting that you have a problem is the first step of solving that problem. If you can't admit to yourself that the 9 sodas that you drink a day and the four or five trips you take to McDonald's every week, and even that muffin at Starbucks that you do daily, if you don't realize that those are actually having negative impact on your health, that's something that you're going to have to come to grips with and then ask yourself if your life is actually in balance. Because I think most people's lives are so out of balance, but they either don't want to admit it to themselves or they don't want to admit that they are the reason. And it does take a lot, man. It's not easy. You have to really be able to look yourself in the mirror and be objective. And really say, look, yeah, I know you're the best person in the world in my eyes because I'm looking at me. But the reality is, I have to be the one that's going to elicit any type of change that happens within me. And anybody expecting change to happen from an outside source, you're going to be waiting a long time. And you're probably going to be very sorely disappointed in the results. So that would probably be the first thing I would say right off the bat. When it comes to good health, understand you have so much more power in that, in regards to being in good health, that if you aren't, again, probably 99 times out of 100, it's choices that the individual is making that have kind of led them there.
So. When I do feel like business owners are really motivated to be healthy, because we really can't afford not to be healthy. Jeannie and I kind of joke because, you know, as business partners, somehow we manage to not get colds at the same time or the flu at the same time. It's kind of like a running joke. But so I had kind of an emergency last year, was in the hospital off and on for about 2 months. And when I wasn't in the hospital, I was at home with an IV. So yeah, your health really is your most important wealth. If you don't have your health, and if I didn't have a business partner, that could have really devastated the business. So
absolutely,
when you're thinking about a business owner, one of the things that you talk about is that if you're not healthy and you don't have a good energy and all of those things, that you're losing money in your business. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, you bring up a great point, and that is, if you're not feeling well, really just think about it. For anybody who's watching this right now, when you don't feel good, how does it affect you? Does it make you, if you're feeling sick, whatever that sickness might be, and realizing that there are varying degrees of sickness. You could have the sniffles, you could have cancer, and there's everything in between, okay? So there's varying degrees, but if you're not feeling well, you're not feeling well. You're not at 100%. You're not going to produce at 100%. So if you're in business, especially if you're a small business owner, you're it. You've got that hat rack that has more hats than you can count. And I know a lot of people have been in that boat. When you are in that situation, if you're not doing well, it is going to affect you. It's going to. It's going to affect your bottom line. Why? Because you don't have the energy to be able to get as much done. Matter of fact, it's really funny. I did some deep research into some statistics, and I'm shocked. I wasn't surprised by the information. I was surprised by the scope. And basically, based on statistics from places like the CDC, Department of Labor, and statistics, all that good, all those great different places, it's projected that in just the United States, that's another thing too, just the United States, loss to employers when it comes to being sick, whether that be being absent from your job, being present, but not really doing the work that you're supposed to because you're not feeling very well. All those different pieces, annual costs exceed $1 trillion.
That does not surprise me.
Well, what surprised me is the actual amount. So employers are spending over $1 trillion a year for employees to be sick. So my take would be, it would be in your best interest to make sure that not only you, but all of your employees are as well and healthy as possible. Why? Because your production and productivity is going to be much greater. The loss of hours. If somebody's sitting in front of a computer for 8 hours and they actually only do 4 hours of work, as an employer, you just lost 4 hours of pay. That you just did. You just paid somebody 4 hours for doing nothing. Yeah. And that adds up. And I don't think most employers are in the position to be able to just throw that money away. And it's not to say that someone who's ill shouldn't be able to take care of themselves. My position is, let's try not to get them ill in the first place. Because yeah. And if you do that with maybe like a wellness program within your, and who does it have to start with? If you're the boss, it starts with you.
The business owner, yeah.
Absolutely.
And I think for small business owners, what happens is it's the time thing, right? I don't have enough time. You know, and again, corporations, they pay for gym memberships. They pay for all kinds of things because they do know they're losing money, but they can't force the employee to do that. They can't force the employee to eat well or anything like that. So they have no control over that. But as business owners, we do have control over it. We do have the opportunity to get up early and work out or go to make good choices with the food that we eat. And I think the payoff, I think, which is interesting, is the payoff for small business owners is exponential, because not only are you more productive, but you're more creative, and that creativity fuels your business. But if you're always exhausted and tired and, you know, just not feeling well and can't kind of get your thoughts together, because that's how I felt when I was sick. Like, I just couldn't get it together. I mean, after my surgery, I was like, oh my God, I had no idea how bad I felt for so long. And so like, your health is so important to your productivity and your creativity. So what would be some of the steps that you would have small business owners, maybe solopreneurs, what do you think they could do to improve their lifestyle and improve their business?
Great question. First and foremost, their own priorities. You have to prioritize health. It is not something that just happens. When you go to the restaurant, you have to order the salad instead of the dessert. I mean, that's it. You have to start making choices, because it's funny. They call them lifestyle choices, and most people forget that those are choices.
Right.
Which means you could choose to do something different. To give you a case in point, when I got involved in the water industry, I was exposed to exactly how acidic and bad for you sodas are. Okay. Now, I know for most people, soda is a staple of their life. They probably, if you take 99 people out of 100 and you go to the refrigerator and open it up, there will be some sort of beverage in there that goes when you open it.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't had a soda in 18 years, but I came up with a little reminder of why. And I hope that I'll share this with everybody else. And I hope you keep this one in mind, because I think this would be if you implement this, it will have a positive effect. Okay. If it's got bubbles, it leads to troubles. Very simple. But if you think about that, if it's got bubbles, it leads to troubles. Those bubbles are created by carbonic acid. We have enough acids in our body anyway, and that's we've all heard the buzz term acidosis. That's an overabundance of acidic, not acid, that burns through a table or something, but it's something that is acidic on the pH scale. That is something that does not jive well with the human body. So realize this. And have you guys ever seen the hacks where you take Coca-Cola and you pour it in the toilet to clean the toilet? And then we drink it? It's a little bit of common sense too. Okay. So right. Those lifestyle choices, really identify them as choices. That'd be make your health a priority. And also realize that, yes, it's important for business, but a person who's in business, they also have a personal life. And they might have kids. They might have a spouse that depends on them. They might have other people that their actions actually influence. And if that's the case, then realize a lot of times when you're doing something good for you, you're doing something good for other people as well. You're not the only person that benefits from good things in your life. The other people that are part of your life, they also do benefit. And so keep that in mind, that when you're thinking about your health, you should be thinking about your health for everybody's sake, not just yours. Obviously for yours, but do you want to set a good example for your kids? Do you want to show your spouse how much you actually do care about them, because you're willing to not eat that donut and you're willing to go take that walk? And it's like, some people go, well, that doesn't sound that much. Yeah, well, it is though. If you're not doing it, once you start, and then once you start seeing the positive benefits from it, then you start realizing how, wow, this actually can have an impact on what I'm doing. So I would say that really about the choices and prioritizing your good health. And I'll throw this one out there, because being a certified nutritional therapist, I did learn some other stuff about nutrition and aspects in that regard. So I'm going to say two or three things. One, drink more water. I already know you're not. Okay. If you can cut out the sodas, cut them out. It is so much worse for you than you can even imagine. Okay.
Yeah.
Drink more water. And the rule of thumb on that is half your body weight in ounces. This whole 8 glasses, blah, blah, blah. That is dumb. That's like saying that the gas tank on a semi is the same as the gas tank on a convertible. They're not the same. You got a guy who weighs 400 pounds and he's 6'6". He's not going to, he's going to need a different water consumption than, somebody who's 5 feet tall and weighs 98 pounds. Okay.
Right.
So the rule of thumb is half your weight in ounces. And I know people go, oh my God, that sounds like a lot. Okay. So if you weigh 200 pounds, that means you need to consume at least 100 ounces of water per day. Now, here's the thing to keep in mind. 2 super big gulps are 68. That's 128 ounces. 2 super big gulps. So could they drink 2 super big gulps in the course of 24 hours? I think most people who have ever drank one would go, oh yeah, I could probably drink 5 of them in that amount of time. So it's not the volume that's the problem. It's what's being consumed. It's a psychological thing. Because people are like, I don't want to take I don't want to drink water. I don't like water. Well, you know what? The funny thing is, it's the second most important thing to life on this planet. When we send probes to other planets, we do not, or to Mars or to the moon, they aren't looking for the Pepsi Springs or the Coca-Cola pools. They're looking for liquid water. Why? Because without that, there's no reason for us to go.
Right.
Because we die. That is one of the most important things for us. So I would say those are the things so stop drinking the sodas, drink more water, and vitamin D3. That one I'm just going to recommend for everybody. Why? Because vitamin D is one of the things that we used to get primarily from the sun. Unfortunately, most of us are no longer doing our daily work in sunlight. We're in these little caves that we call offices, right? And the reality is we will start to suffer not having enough D. And D3 is actually the best form of that. It helps boost the immune system. It really is good for you. So I recommend, I take 5,000 IUs of vitamin D3 every single day. if I start feeling a little bit, I'll take 25,000, which is usually like 5 pills, like they're 5,000 each. And it really does boost the immune system. So those would be the things I would recommend right off the bat. You want to start feeling a little bit better? Start taking some steps to show yourself that you care as much as you say you do, because that's an important thing. So cut out the sodas, drink more water, vitamin D3. We start with those three. I can almost guarantee you that you'll start to see marked improvements.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that people, as you get older, you understand the prioritization of your health. But I'd love to say to our listeners who are younger that this is a great habit to get into, is to just start implementing little things. And obviously for people older as well, but, you know, just start getting in those habits, because I love that you said it's not only impacting us, it's impacting, we know, our business and how we feel about that, but it's also impacting our family and our friends and all those people around you that you impact on a daily basis.
Agreed 100%. One of the other things to also keep in mind is when you're not feeling good, that comes out in different ways. Do you guys know that guy that just complains about freaking everything, right? Just whenever you see him, hey, how you doing? You're trying to be upbeat and positive. Hey, how you doing? Ah, your back's causing me problems again. You know, what people have to understand is that that's almost like spitting poison, because what you're doing is you're actually bringing somebody else down. You don't even realize it. And most people aren't doing it on purpose. They don't realize how negative they're being, and that negativity actually does breed negativity. And ironically enough, being positive breeds more positive things. You know, it's almost like that snowball effect. When things go bad, they all go bad. When it rains, it pours. That's it. That's another thing too. Old adages, start learning them, especially to the younger folks. An adage is old because it's true. It has stood the test of time. Okay. So when you hear this old adage and you're just kind of like, when did that even be? Look it up. If you're not sure what something means, look it up and get familiar with it. What's that with the old saying is that you get one life, make the most of it.
Yeah.
Okay. There's another saying too. Bad habits are hard to break.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love the apple a day keeps the doctor away.
I mean, absolutely.
If you think about that, that's just a conscious thing that's saying if you take care of your health daily, you won't have to see the doctor often.
Well, actually, if you really think about it, I think when that saying originated, that most people probably had no idea why that apple a day would do anything. They didn't realize the importance of natural items in our diet, fruits, vegetables, things of that nature. They just know, they knew by observation that when you saw people that this person was eating more in the way of fresh fruits and vegetables, and they seemed to be healthy. And then you had this person that was, they were eating the cave Cheetos and things of that nature. And that then, and they weren't doing as well. And so from an observation standpoint, you step back and you go, oh, okay, well, it must be. So I don't know why, but that apple that he eats each day is keeping the witch doctor away, you know? So that's, you know, that's, and going way back, but the bad habit thing, it is harder to break a bad habit than it is to create a good one.
Yes.
Because once you're set in your ways, that's enough. See, these little things, set in your ways. It's like, those things are very difficult, because the one thing I will admit that when it comes to human beings, we do not like change. We don't. We are very adverse to change. Why? Because we like to get in a groove. We like things to be a certain way. Why? Because then we can expect it to be that way. And we like expectations. We like being able to expect something and then have it come to fruition in the way that we expected it. We don't like change. But if you do not like the condition that you are in right this second, if you are not happy with the way you feel, do something about it.
I love that.
But you got to.
Yeah. It's interesting too, because we talk about we don't like change, but the reality is our brain has formed neuropathways of how we do things. And those neuropathways have to change as well. So when you think about the science behind it, it is hard to change. So you have
to. Well, we have to basically be willing to write our own code or rewrite our own code. I mean, if you want to break it down into terms that the younger generation can understand, you're right now, you're coded with your life. Everything you've done up to this point has coded the way you feel about things, the way that you react to things. Everything about you has been coded as a result of the experiences that you have had. And again, if where you stand right now, physically, emotionally, mentally, however you want to look at it, if you are not 100% happy with that, what that looks like, The incredible part is you have the ability to change it. The worst part is it's your responsibility to make that change. That's the catch. You always say there's a catch. Well, that's the catch. But I'll say this. It's not easy, but it's worth it. Okay. And if you can always remember that when it's the hardest, because I can tell you, man, when I jumped back on the horse and I decided I needed to reinvest in my health, even my own mentality, it was hard. It was hard. I had to force myself. I had to force myself to go out there and get on that elliptical for those 20 minutes when I first started. It was another old saying. It's like pulling teeth. It was like pulling teeth with myself. But I had to keep telling myself, it's not easy, but it's worth it. It's not easy, but it's worth it. You know, I've got 3 kids. I've got 5 grandkids. I've got a wife that I love very, very much. And it's worth it if it's just because I get to spend a little more time with all of them.
Yeah. And I think some people don't recognize how much their body is not happy, shall we say, you know, that they have inflammation and, you know, they're not getting the rest that they need. So they may not even recognize that that's why they're snapping at someone, or that's why they're grabbing those snacky things because they want something quick. And so just to support your point is, you know, if you can change those little habits and start feeling better, you're going to be surprised at how much more energy you have and how much everything else kind of falls into place. So, Gerald.
Real quick, I just wanted to say, it's really funny. When I first got into the water business, and I found that once people started getting properly hydrated, how much better they felt. And I had so many people that said, oh my God, I feel so good. And I said, no, you finally feel normal.
Yeah, right.
This is the way you were supposed to feel the entire time. But unfortunately, here's the thing. We live in a society where we hit ourselves in the head with a hammer and complain of our head.
Totally agree. Gerald, this has been fantastic. Not only has it been informative, but it's been inspiring. And we are all going to try to drink less soda, get more water, and I would throw sleep in there as well, because that's always a big one. So, Gerald, this has been fantastic. Last question for you is, if people are recognizing that they're going to need some help in this area and they want to reach out to you, what is the best way for them to do that?
So the best way is skywriting. No, I'm only kidding. There's a whole generation that's going like this. What in the world is skywriting? No, easiest way is either via email, or believe it or not, I'm like old school. People can actually call me and I'll talk to them. It's amazing. Like if you call my phone, I answer it. It's amazing. But yeah, if anybody wants to reach out, I've done one-on-one coaching. I know enough to where I can help somebody out, even if it's just to kind of maybe point them in the right direction. And I'm more than happy to do that. I hate that I don't do this, but I don't make a habit of charging too much, or in some cases charging at all. Because if you take 20 minutes of my time and I help you figure out your stuff, let's just call it good, my good deed for the day. So if there is anybody who has any questions that they would like to toss my way, I would be happy to field them. And if I can help, I definitely will.
That's so generous of you. We appreciate that. So Gerald, thank you so much for being on our show today. And we're excited to hear people's comments. So feel free to comment below. So thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And you ladies have a wonderful day. And to all the people out there, I hope you have a good one. And remember, health is definitely wealth. So make sure that you're full of everything that you need to get the most out of your health and your efforts, especially your business. Set that example.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.